The World This Week, Business.
Annual inflation in the Eurozone fell in November to 10%. Energy prices also eased a little, as Europe's mild autumn suppressed the demand for heating, dampening the wholesale market for natural gas. Those prices have started to rise again as colder weather settles in. The average inflation figure masked regional variations. Inflation in Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania is above 21%. In Germany, it is 11.3%, though that is also down on October. In Finland, inflation jumped to 9%. The bigger-than-expected fall in inflation sparked speculation about the European Central Bank's next move on interest rates. Before the latest data came out, Christine Lagarde, the ECB's president, said that the bank is not done raising rates. In America, Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, gave a hawkish speech on the fight against inflation, but also suggested that the central bank will moderate the pace of rate increases when it next meets on December 14th. Stock markets soared. JD.com is reportedly slashing the salaries of 2,000 executives as it pivots to a period of slower growth. The Chinese e-commerce giant wants to improve conditions for its lowest-paid workers. Rolls-Royce carried out the world's first ground test of an aircraft engine that has been converted to run on green hydrogen, created by wind and tidal power. Hydrogen-powered planes can help the aviation industry cut its emissions, although passenger-carrying jets are still years away from entering service. Airbus, which has been aiming to introduce a hydrogen plane by 2035, warned this week that a lack of green hydrogen and associated infrastructure could delay its project. EasyJet published results and said that the summer months had been a record bounce back from the COVID era. The European airline reported that bookings for holidays over this winter were back to normal and predicted that it will increase seat capacity from April to September next year. The collapse of FTX continued to reverberate around the world of cryptocurrency. BlockFi, a platform offering a range of crypto services, filed for bankruptcy protection, citing its significant exposure to FTX through reciprocal loans and credit agreements. Genesis, a cryptocurrency brokerage, was reportedly trying to avoid bankruptcy.